Fine, there's a request to keep the questions until afterwards. Things will move along a little quicker and stay afterwards. Okay, fine. So go through the Seder Erev Yom Kippur through my Seder Kippur. The Chayav is now the Mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur. Labas Mesuda, the Mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, V'nisa says, as Nafsh Sheikhim Tish of the Chodesh. And the Gemara says that we learn out that if somebody, it's a Mitzvah device to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's cool to fast for 2 days if somebody eats on Erev Yom Kippur. If someone eats on Erev Yom Kippur. What's the reason why this Mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur? It's interesting. There have been a couple of reasons. One reason is Pashat, because you shall crave to fast. That's one reason why it's brought down as an Erev Yom Kippur. The second reason brought down is Pashat, that's every single Yom Kippur we have a Suda, Suda's Mitzvah. In Kippur we don't have it. So therefore, being that we don't have it, so we do Erev Yom Kippur, and that's like the Suda's Mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Kivikas is interesting nafkamina. Let's say you have a lady who's not fasting for whatever reason. Let's just figure out, and I'm sure to share when that would be. But if you have a lady who's not fasting, so he says, here's the reason why you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur in order to give you kayach. So she's not fasting, so therefore she's not going to eat. She's not, she has no must eat. If the reason why we eat Erev Yom Kippur is the Sudas Yom Tov, so it's a mistake of my grandma. She's not included in the Sudas Yom Tov, the mistake of my grandma. She says, Lumanashach, a lady who's not fasting, there wouldn't be any Indian for her to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Well, Kapanim, so the kiss is an Indian and a male to eat Erev Yom Kippur. To do the brisk rub, you still walking out the candy the whole day, because once the time you eat them, you said, second. Yeah. About this, not the Kavonas Hadavar, the Kuntas Devil. Very easy, you know, besides the briskers. You like that. The Pshat. A dover is just shadows because the tachlis is to give you kayak, so you can candy the whole time. You know, a lot of nafka, that's the ikka. It's a mitzvah at night, so the mice of the shlosh is a ksas mitzvah at night. Yeah, there's rashing, so it says no mitzvah. According to the shlosh is a ksas mitzvah to eat at night, and therefore there's empress Indian for one to eat at night. Every Kippur we go to the mikvah, so the chiv to go to mikveh is interesting, that we're very makbid on the chiv to go to mikveh in Kippur, that we're makbid on the chatzitzas. You know, all year round we don't care about chatzitzas, but in Kippur we care about chatzitzas. Therefore, you have to make sure to have your nails, your toenails, your fingernails, make sure they're clean, take a good shower beforehand, brush your teeth, and, you know, like wife does every single month, so, you know, barak like that. You get experience for what it feels like. You know, she's always so stressed out, it's hard, and it's difficult, and whatever. So once a year, you get a little bit of feel, and it's, even though it's not half as chomer, you know, by her, if she messes up, it could be, you know, whatever. So like upon him, what do you say? If you're planning on shaving, you should shave. If you're planning on shaving, you should shave, and you should take care of all chatzitzas. Now there's a need in how many times you're supposed to go to the mikvah, is it once, is it three times? If it's asked about carry, obviously it's only once. It's agamish for exam, let's say you're tired, you have to go to the mikvah. It says, even if you're tired, it still doesn't go to the mikvah. Seven solution, more tyra, and it would be any to go to the mikvah. So the shah is out. Carry or is that tshuva, which basically not means you have to go once or three times. So therefore, you know, it'd be a good thing to go three times. Now, when you go three times, you don't have to go in, out. You just, you know, do the, you see you guys go like that?
Shy to this.
So that's somebody like do 6 or 13, they go 26, matches, get 0 and out and out, and maybe a good thing just to do 1, 2, 3, to be used to the Indian of going three times. During the assessment, people do kaparas, different minhagim kapi kaparas, some people use the chicken, should be a kosher chicken, right? So you have, you know, they have mashkiach, making sure that it's proper shrita and everything's done properly. And not everyone is nai like that. Some people are nai to do it with money, and I guess whatever minig yishtam from, that's what you should be mamshech to do. Like I mentioned today, if Nesh Antitari is supposed to yes, mechila from people who have Yom Kippur. Should we examine any gezel or any momentous issues you should try to resolve before Yom Kippur? There's no kippur you don't have to. Like, you borrowed a quarter for somebody, you have to make sure to pay him back, and you know, not somebody cares. But if you have an issue and momentous, you should make sure to pay back. The whole ne'ila is dealing with gezel. You make hachim beresh's gezel. You have to make sure they don't have any suffic gezel on it. So the verse is lashon. It's kedai to be machim suck of gezel. He says, Bafat, because if you do a gezel, if you leave this world when you steal from somebody, so you have to come back to repay it. And how you come back, you know, you come back as a rat, as a cat, or, you know, all different options, they're not so great. But therefore he says, could I be Makan on the Afilus Saksaksa Kagazi of Gazel. He's supposed to be fires people. Meshchai says you should have a chila from your wife, from your parents. You should make sure to meichel everybody. So he writes a bit of that. And if my wife didn't answer mechila, you should make sure to meichel her for all the money that she spent. That's right. Okay. What? So let's name it. Make sure it's mechila. Make sure it's.
He didn't give it to her.
What? What did he say? The minig is we have two suddas. We have a sudda in the morning and we have a sudda on the sakas. Sudda in the morning, some people have fish by it, you know, different minhagim. Some people have chicken, different minhagim in terms of what the people do. But is minig have two different suddas, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Now, with the sudda of sakas, so when you finish the sudda of sakas, there's a mechlekes, could be, there's a tzad to say that automatically the fast is chal, unless you make it tonight, that you don't want the fast to be chal. So therefore, Mishra brings down that it's kedai when you, before you bench, to, says like upon him nochet to say that, like upon him believe to decide that you're not be makabel the tannis, because if you bench without doing that, there are some shitas would say that it is a kabbalah's tannis. Therefore, lechachila, the other didn't do it, but okay. But lechachila, you should make it tonight that you're not be makabel the tannis. Now it's very common a lot of times. That right before you can reach, like drinking a lot of water, just you're stacking up on the water. If you're not thirsty, the halacha is that there is no chiyav to make a bracha v'shayna if you're not on water. Only time you make a bracha v'shayna on all drinks, you make a bracha no matter what, it has taste. But if you're just drinking water, if a person's not drinking for thirst, you're just drinking it to hydrate yourself to make sure that you have enough water in your system, and you're not thirsty, so you would not make a bracha v'shayna or a bracha achrayna, which is very common for a fast that the Lamaisa you would not make a bracha in that situation. And the meaning is that every married man lights a candle, which lasts over a kippur, a zimtai candle. And the minhag is dafka by men, not by ladies. And you light a candle which lasts throughout the whole Yom Kippur. By halakas neiros, so if a lady dafka makes shachiyonu by halakas neiros, when you make a shachiyonu, so that's a kabbalas of Yom Kippur. And therefore, you know, normally during the year there's a concept of lighting out tonight. You can light, make it tonight. You know, Kabbalah Shabbos, Malkum Seirich. If you're making a Shachiyano, then we all that you cannot make it tonight. Make a Shachiyano automatically is make a Kabbalah Tanis. And therefore, whenever this man she's lighting, that's going to be the Kabbalah of Yom Kippur. No, by mincha we come in big day Shabbos. The mincha is come big day Shabbos. Go to mikveh beforehand. Come big day Shabbos. Have mincha we say vidya by Yom Kippur. The reason we do vidya by mincha is because that's something we want to make sure it's a person to say vidya the tshuva. I'm afraid that by some second something might happen. A person might choke and die, and not have the chance to say vidya. Therefore, we say mincha. Then we know we say vidya early on, and then we say vidya again closer to Yom Kippur. That's when we do tefillah zaka. Fine. So let's go on in terms of the Chamesh Minuyim, in terms of fasting. So, in terms of who has to fast Yom Kippur, how's working in terms of anything? I guess, I imagine that's why most of you are here. Okay, so halacha is like this. Yom Kippur is d'oraisa fasting. It's chiyuv karis if somebody eats Yom Kippur. Chatzis shir, the marbin zachlikis, is it d'oraisa? But I'm passing chatzis shir, it's also melachet. Therefore, the only heter for one that's a fast is Safek Pikuach Nefesh. And if it's not Safek Pikuach Nefesh, then the person would have a chiyuv to fast. If Tak is a Safek Pikuach Nefesh, then you have a chiyuv to eat. But unless there is a Tzad Pikuach Nefesh, you have a chiyuv to eat. Therefore, well, healthy people obviously have to fast. And unless you have some diverse situation, the person has to fast. Pregnant ladies, nursing, Mar says they have a chiyuv to fast. Have a koch nefesh for them to fast, and therefore there will be a chiyuv to fast. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult. It's not easy to fast when you're pregnant and nursing. It's very, very hard to fast. But you know, unless it's a tzad, somebody's going to die over here, a baby, the mother, then there's a chiyuv, and you have to fast. So doctors do recommend, number one, to make it a little easier, number one, start drinking 3 days before. It makes a very big difference. If you drink 3 days before, it stays in the system and makes it much easier. So 3 days before you start drinking. Two is stay in bed in an air-conditioned room. Don't go to shul. Don't be running around. Stay in bed as much as possible. And look, if the only wife's can make it through the fast is by you staying home, that's what you have to do. You have to make it through the fast. You know, if you're down to Sikkim, and be home earlier, or leave drunk as a shatz, but that's the only way, that's what needs to be done, then that's what needs to be done. Some of us also get diet to take those, some people say it works, those things from the, different things which they have, some people say it works. I think some of them are supposed to be good, but no, I'm saying dry liver, or like,
my wife had a bad reaction.
Doing it? Oh, yeah, I once took it. I had my worst encounter ever, but I hope this is good. I know it's when I took, whatever, you take the wrong one. But, okay, with that, whatever. Okay. Whatever. There are some people who say, I heard a lot of people say it does work and it's very good, it might be good. The kids are staying in bed, drink 3 days before, and you start fasting. Now, obviously, if a lady has a high risk pregnancy, it's not a regular pregnancy. You have to speak to the doctor, find out what the story is, and see, you know, and could be, you might have to drink and break your fast. A lady who has a history of miscarriages, also you have to speak to the doctor. It could be if you have a nice history of miscarriages, you know, they might be mocking to go ahead and drink. But if it's a regular pregnancy, regular situation, you know, here to fast, and a person has to fast. Now, if a person's fasting, at what point we say if a person can break the fast? So a person has, if a lady's throwing up, so then maybe it's such dehydration. She throws it 2-3 times in Kippur and she's not drinking. It's time to go.
2-3 times?
What?
One's not enough?
Well, sometimes one could be like 2 or 3, right? It could be a right? Or it could be like, you know, a little bit, whatever. It's not a shear. It's not like 40 mikvahs, 39.3. Okay? What we're looking for over here is a chash b'koch nefesh. Now, what could be a chash b'koch nefesh? The person's like dehydrating, right? That could be a chash b'koch nefesh. So, if you get very strong migraine headache, extreme dizziness, you start, your eyesight's starting to fail you. All these things, these are signs of dehydration. And then you start taking shiram in the shiram to see if that will help the person. But normal person should not need it. That's the stamias, but it could be that person would need it. It's like a person throwing up a lot, a person has very bad diarrhea, you get dehydration, all these situations. And if there's excess dehydration, then at that point the person will take shiram and see how things go. But it's much stress again. It's all in a regular, normal pregnancy, and all in a regular, normal situation. If you have a special situation, you have to speak to the doctor and find out the details. And if the person had to do fertility treatments, also speak to the doctor, find out if there's a higher risk, and you know, don't make any general call. People who have sicknesses, also, you know, there are a lot of them. People who have like diabetes or heart conditions or things like that. So then, a lot of these conditions, it is second for a person to fast. Diabetes, they have an organization now, which deals with just diabetes, and they give you instructions, do have fast, don't have fast, active, not active, type 1, type 2. And if a person has any condition, you have to speak to the doctor, get the information, and then afterward, you have to, you know, make a decision whether a person is able to fast or a person is not able to fast. In terms of a lady who's nursing and you're going to run out of milk and the baby's not going to be able to drink. So first start giving formula. I recommend try to get on formula and see if that works. If the kid now doesn't drink anything and the only milk supply is from the mother and the mother doesn't have anything to drink, it's not going to pass the kana. The kid needs to eat or drink. And in economy, the mother can take shiur. But with that klal, we have formula with manazan, but that cloud is not considered it. The only is sakan. Stam tinik was sukan it's a chalav, the Gemara says, that's only. Nowadays you have a formula thing. That cloud is not a bound. If the kid is allergic to everything, then they get any formula, the only source of milk is from the mother. Mother's running out of milk, and the chalav. And then we mock him to make her take shiram. In a regular normal situation, the mice said that should not be the case. Now, ladies who are pregnant, so a lot of times they don't feel the baby. And they don't feel the baby, they get nervous. So Dr. Brook told me that it's normal not to feel the baby in Vancouver. You are fasting. But, you know, it's normal for an hour or two not to feel the baby. But if you're, you know, if she's nervous or after 2 hours not feeling the baby, She's lying on her left side. Pinch, like 20 minutes, like pinch. And then, you know, baby's like throwing the pinch, so like kick back after a while. So try for 20 minutes pinching yourself, and that in the stomach should work. If that doesn't work, 20 minutes of pinching and you're lying on the left side, then already it's kedai to maybe you should take a little bit of shiurim to make sure that everything's okay. We recommend taking something like grape juice, something which is sweet. Take a grape juice or something which is sweet. That how the sugar wakes the baby. Yeah, but right, normal not to feel the baby. It's like 2 hours, nervous, going outside, pinch 20 minutes, so that class will be okay. If it's still not going, so then maybe... in terms of a lady who has contractions on Yom Kippur, so if you're 37 weeks and on, you have a baby. No reason to stop it. So that which they say that the more babies born on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and because people are fasting, a lot of doctors say check your chazit. No, this is not true. Babies are born all the time, and Mitzvah Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Shabbos, Baruch the same. They say that's a doctor Baruch. So a lot of doctors say that that's not really true. But don't know. Make sure to take a survey, but that's a big cut. Like upon him, if she goes into contractions, so 37 weeks and 9, you would have a baby. Let baby come, then have baby, mazel tov, and it's okay. If she's in active labor and she's not having a baby, so then she's allowed to drink. She needs kayach to have a baby. She's also technically allowed to eat. You know, if it's going slowly, I would start off with shiurim, which is becoming a little bit. What the exact kind of shiurim is. Eating the doctors don't like. They don't really have it. They don't like having food in the system. It's not because it comes out to whatever. They don't like it so much. But she feels she needs kayach to have a baby. So, you know, if she's an active labor, she's having a baby, start with shiurim as it's getting stronger. She needs more. She can take more. If it's before 37 weeks, that's 36 weeks, so anyway, it's not good to have a baby. So then at that point already, so we want to stop the labor. So how do you stop the labor? So first Dr. Brooks said that unless she's having 4 contractions an hour of like 30-second contractions, then ignore it. Stop it. The regular little bit, which that's very normal to get when you're dehydrated. But that's come like 30 seconds, and it's come like every 15 minutes. He says that's not much nothing, and you shouldn't worry about it. If doc is coming every 30 seconds, sorry, every 15 minutes, like a 30-second contraction, then start with shiurim. Try it for a while, try it for an hour or so, it should work. If you see it starting to static, get quicker, then just drink and stop the contractions. Right, it's only before 37 weeks. Once you're 37 weeks, then there's no reason to stop it and you're able to go ahead.
Eating also or on the journey?
Right, the doctors don't like eating really, but technically it wasn't scared. No, before 37 weeks?
Yeah.
No, just drink because you're trying to stop it. You need the liquid to stop the contractions. But after 37 weeks having a baby, so then if she feels it, needs to just okay, so then we'll be mucking to the baby. Okay, so what's the gather of shiurim? Shiurim is, but liquid is like an ounce every 9 minutes. It's barak, like one of those schnapps cups, small ones. That's barak, the average shiur. She could test it herself. She could bring them out and check out her cheek and put it to the side. But not, you know, they give out all the gemachim before Yom Kippur, places of schnapps cups, and in terms of food also, the exact share, how much it is, and different, like, graham crackers, different crackers, and different types of foods, what the conversion, and it's like food also, it's a little bigger than the matchbox, that's what the volume is, and they get out papers before Yom Kippur. But Eric, what the shiurim are of the... It's 32, which is about a Shabbos cup. But that's the average. That's really the chumrah. If you check yourself, your wife's 12, and she checks herself, it could be bigger. It could be 38, 40, you know, it could be depending on the situation. The Levis doesn't have to fast for 3 days. First 3 days, you don't have to fast. 3 days is 72 hours. And if the baby's born like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so. Start Yom Kippur 3 days before, you start Yom Kippur 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 72 hours, that's the 72 hours. From 3 days to 7 days, if she feels her mom needs it, Tzricha, the Gemara says Tzricha, she says, I'm correct to fast, and she doesn't have to fast. If she's strong and she doesn't have to use it, then in that situation, then she would be okay to fast. Just listen to Chazal one more time. Regular embarrassment, that gets them have to fast. If there's any special situation, any sicknesses going on, any high-risk pregnancies, speak to your doctor, and then we have to, speak to Rav to find out exactly what your regular, what the situation is. Well, help with you about the fast, the vitamins, and diabetes, if there's any machlas, you have to find out what situations. Some of those, pregnant twins, also speak to your doctor, different trimester, different situations. It's not so posh. Somebody's pregnant and nursing, also could be, if you're doing both at the same time, could be there's excess dehydration. All these things, you have to just be aware of what the situation is. And we'll take it from there. Fine. In terms of Hesas Tashlamita, we make our chokis on Yom Kippur and Baby and Mevelaila. And you have to be noig chokis. Rechitza is aser. You wash up to the knuckles. Now, when you wash up to the knuckles, you don't have to sit there. It's better. It's not that you have to sit there like a diyog. You know, I always get shy to wash a little bit more after tshuva. It's a be'erech, the word is the chitzel tainig zasser, therefore till here we say it's okay, a little more, a little less, you know, you have to sit there being mamash b'diyok and whatever. If somebody is not fasting, you're washing for a suda, so then in that situation you would wash your whole hand, you don't just wash the knuckles, so again if a person is b'duchning, also a person washes his whole hands. If a person gets dirty, it's mutter to wash off your hands, it's not called chitzel tainig, and there's the word is the chitzel tainig zasser, if you're changing a diaper and you get it on your hand, dirty, a lot of washroom. This is a chisa shaltainik and a stamma chisa we want to. Sikha is also, sikha over here is also even with national tainik. They put deodorant sasa in Kippur, it doesn't make a difference. Even coming live as a zuma, a nice, what?
Spray one?
Yeah. Shoes, we don't wear leather. The shoes, we wear slippers. There is Indian brought down in Kippur, the Indian to be magish the karaka when you walk. Shouldn't be mamash atzinoi. There is a shikur sport down like that. It shouldn't be mamash comfortable. And there is an in that.
It's a optional repress.
Yeshim. That's for dance. Yeshim. Tisha B'Av is no problem. You kipper. Yesh. Send it busy. Not pizza saving. Yeah. Then again, Abdullah. What's in kipper? So a couple of things. Number one is, you're allowed to make avdala before you're down. You don't have a down point. So, like your wife is fasting or nursing and you put someone for a second, not a problem. Because, you know, whatever the man is, could be the down before the Zman of the Luach. Probably not down right, really. But whatever the Zman of the Luach is, you're allowed to make avdala before Ma'ariv and you don't have to, You're allowed to drink water before avdala. So, therefore, if you're at the runaway, it's no problem drinking water. And you drink before Abdullah. A lady is allowed to make Abdullah. It's not, it's a low. It's fine. So it's okay for her to make Abdullah. There is a minhag. Ladies don't drink Abdullah. What?
Beer.
So Chaim Kavinsky says it's not the pshat that they grow beard if you drink it. It's that it's ikker. It's meant for men. Well, beers. Now I'm not even the men have beers. Okay. But like upon him, it's stated for her to make Abdullah, and she doesn't have to sit there. Now you make Abdullah, so you have to light it on a Ner Shavas. It has to be from the Ner, which was lit the whole Yom Kippur. If you don't have one, so you could light, but you have one, you go lighting from a Ner Shavas. And if your neighbor has light, if your candle blew out, or whatever it is, so if you could light from a Ner, which was Shavas, you could light a candle from there. That's okay. If you don't have either, then the Shabur holds, you can make a bracha. The Shabur holds is makar. You have to have either a Ner Shavas or a candle from a Ner Shavas. I guess it's almost a lacha. We could shavana mitzvah, no mitzvah in Kippur. And that's what's brought down that to start making your Lomichael Achayel. So then you brought down to make, to start building your sukkah, to make a schalavis, however you sukkah. Lomichael Achayel, so they have a night. We have a thank Barak for arranging the Mitzvah Kippur Kaila. 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 Mitzvah Kippur Kaila.